I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
You think we should do, America? Hi, Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog, who's on the recovery road here on the American Awakening. Boy, have we got a good show for you today. I think you're going to be entertained as well as educated and informed. If you were listening to John just the previous hour, some good stuff those guys were talking about. I had a chance to listen in a little bit here or there as I'm running it about, doing things, getting things accomplished. Oh, boy, I tell you. Well, let me tell you about today. We're going to have back as a special guest, Thomas James with HempUSA.org. I'm sure you have heard the advertisement, the guitar playing. Tom says he's got some new commercials he's got ready, some new songs he's written dealing with this issue. And we're going to talk about hemp and the, well, shall we say, the hypocrisy of the American government in how it's dealing with hemp and its so-called war on drugs. And why is it that they're singling out this marvelous plant and trying to stop people from availing themselves of its nutritive, medicinal, industrial properties? We're going to get into that here in a little bit. Also, we have the second hour. Got a friend of mine coming on who is going to be talking with us, and we'll be discussing together like he and I do on a fairly regular basis. We're going to look at current events and situations from a, well, kind of a libertarian viewpoint, but it's the little L libertarian, not the Libertarian Party per se, of which, of course, Ron Paul was a member of and ran for the presidency in, I think it was 88. We'll be discussing some of these current events and these things from the viewpoint of what if there wasn't a government or there actually was a minimalist form of government. Some people call that anarchy. Some people call that minarchy. I don't know. We'll talk about it. He's also a member of the Guns and Dope Party. You talk about alternative parties, we're going to be talking about some alternative parties. So I think you're going to enjoy the next couple hours. So sit back, get yourself a cup of tea, cup of coffee, anything you want. Call your friends, call your neighbors, call everybody to tune in here to RBN. And I think you're going to enjoy this. While you're at it, fire up your computer and go to my website or my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. There's an article there, first one, that's relevant to what we'll be talking about today, too. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us. We'll be back here on RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, everybody. We're back. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog. Now, I'm under the impression that we have Michael on the line. Is that true? You there, Mike?
I think that's me. Yeah, last time I looked.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I can tell the difference in the voice.
Tell you what, Tim. First of all, let me thank you for sitting in for me today. I've made the turn, and I'm on the road to recovery, but I'm going to tell you this right now. That had I not been up to par with my alternative supplements such as Immunite, Cartivite, and so forth, I think this one may have very well killed me. The only time in my life I've ever had a bout like this with anything was about 10 years ago, and I recall laying on the bed to a point.
Oh, looks like we lost him. Gary, is he there still? Oh, he's got coughing. He's got a coughing fit, possibly. We don't know. All right. Well, folks, you heard Michael. If we can get him back, we will. We've got, we do have our guest, Thomas James, on. And, Thomas, are you with us here?
I certainly am, my friend.
Hey, good. I'm glad to hear you again. Hey, you know, I was reading some stuff about, hemp seeds.
Yes.
And they do have some medicinal qualities to them as far as helping with the immune system.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, everything is made from the seed, okay? So they're loaded with enzymes. Enzymes allow the stomach to digest food. And when you digest your food, you break down the proteins and you start spreading the nutrients to every part of the human body. And all healing takes place. And, of course, within that process, you're building up the immune system. And it's just absolutely fantastic. Everything starts in the stomach. So if you're not digesting your food, you're going to be a very sick person.
That's true. Most people in this country are not digesting their food, Tim. Oh, no, no. In fact, we've been through that. Family member has had some major health problems. And, oh, I mean, we went through the whole routine trying to figure out what the problem was. And, of course, you know, now, don't get me wrong. I know there are good doctors out there. But I tend to call them the AMAs. They are AMAs'd whether or not stuff works. And they tend to want to prescribe something that really doesn't deal with the root cause. And end of the story is basically we found out that, as you said, the stomach and the digestive system was not operating correctly.
Correct. And I'm finding, Tim, you know what? It's not operating correctly in a very large percentage of America.
Right.
Why do you think all the children that are autistic today are autistic? Because they can't digest their food.
Well, and it has to do with people aren't aware that they have certain allergies to food, certain sensitivities to food. Sometimes people have the wrong flora and fauna within their digestive system
that is
giving off toxins as well.
That's correct. And
what ends up happening is that the actual nutrients that people need are not getting into their bloodstream.
That's correct. And also the foods they're eating are loaded with gluten. Gluten kind of surrounds the cell, and it stops it from absorbing nutrients. And that's really the beginning of celiac disease.
Well, there you go. Yeah, the gluten intolerance. Hey, we have Michael back. Hey,
great.
Mike.
Hello. I evidently got cut off somehow. I'm sorry about that. Hello,
yeah,
Tom. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Michael, I
don't know what point I got cut off.
You got cut off at the point where you were talking about had you not been taking your alternative health care, you thought this thing may have killed you.
Yes, I can only relate it to one I had earlier about 10, 12 years ago where I was really arguing with myself whether it was easier to take a breath or just die. And this one was a very close second to that one. And as Tom and I talked over the phone, we had a little mix-up on the address, but I've got his product coming in the mail here shortly, and I tell you, I'm looking very forward to that. What I'm left with this, whatever it is I had, is a lot of fluid in my lungs, and I'm going over when I get through here to get some expectorant, and then I'm going to go back to bed. But I'll be up and running Monday, and I've got Jack and Margie Flynn coming on for Monday's show. Plus, I've got a couple of interesting surprises next week. But I wanted to let you know, Tom, that I can't wait to get this stuff in the mail because Tim has been telling me off the air that he's on this stuff, and he just absolutely loves it.
That's true.
I can't wait till you get it, Mike, because you know what? If you eat it regular on a regular basis, you wouldn't be where you are right now. You know what I mean?
Well, better late than never. I'll tell you what. I'm a lifelong purchaser of that stuff because if it alleviates me from ever having to go through this again, I'm your man. I don't want to see anybody have to go through what I've been through this week.
You've been through it. I know, and I don't want you to talk and strain your voice too much.
Well, you know, it's funny that everybody, it seems that everybody I know is sick. I know that there was a blurb. Somebody had mentioned to me that they'd read the Phoenix newspaper here along about Tuesday or Wednesday and said that it's being reported that it's absolutely epidemic here in the Phoenix area. So I don't know what it is. I think personally that I was on a plane coming from Tim's territory last Monday coming back, and the guy on the left side of me, the guy on the right side of me, and the guy behind me was just coughing and wheezing and hacking, and I couldn't get away. But then I was bragging literally on my show last week how I didn't catch anything because of the supplements that I took, and lo and behold, I must have caught what these guys had. But at any rate, listen, I'm going to let you guys get on with the show. I'm going over to the store, get some expectorant, and go to bed. You have a good show. Can't wait to get your stuff in the mail, Tom, and I'll be reporting on it as soon as I get it, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
God bless you.
All right, Mike. Be safe. Be well.
All right. Have a good show, Tim.
All right.
Bye.
Well, Tom, you know, he's absolutely right. In fact, I'm sitting here, and I'm trying not to to crunch on the air, chewing some seeds on occasion. I have to admit that I really enjoy the seeds. I have found that there are so many multiple uses. We like it in salads.
Yes.
Sprinkling it in salads. I have sprinkled it in the seeds actually into scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Gives a nice little crunch, and then they cook down and they're not as crunchy.
You can also put them in a pepper grinder and use them on salads and soups and things like that.
Oh, dude, I never even thought of that. Oh, that's excellent, because I have a pepper grinder that's almost empty of pepper. Oh, heck, I'm just going to add it to it. Pepper,
yeah, it's
and
a great idea.
Pepper and hemp. Why not?
And you know the funny
we'll
you were
hemper.
Talking about.
Hey,
like,
we'll call it. Hey, Tom. There's a new product for you.
Yeah.
Hemper. Hemp and pepper in a little mill.
Little hemper, okay.
Hemper. Well, listen, folks, if you're interested, you know, I told Tom today's kind of going to be an hour-long commercial, but that's not really what we're talking about. It's just
we really want to help people. I do.
And Tom, here it is. Folks, you got to go to hempusa.org. It's that simple, hempusa.org.
Yeah, and I like
you
to call
them. Do you want to give out your phone number?
Sure, and they can call me after the show, not during the show.
Yeah, he's only got
it's one 908, yet. 908-691-2608.
Try it again, Tom.
That's 908-691-2608 or hempusa.org.
There
you get
go.
An education on what this incredible food source can do to change your life, because that's what it's doing.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, I mentioned to you before, the coffee that you sell is just marvelous. It is
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Coffee. We decided to try some. It my wife, who is real picky sometimes when it comes to foods and different things, absolutely loves the coffee. First time she had it, she goes, "Whoa, that woke up my brain."
Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's just you can't really explain it, but it's smooth going down, smooth tasting, and you appreciate that nutty flavor that's unlike anything you've ever had in a coffee blend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, a while back...
Everything tastes better, you know, Tim?
Well, it tastes better than chicory. You know,
yes.
That's how I feel about it. And I like chicory. I really do. I like that. I always thought that was a nice flavor blend. You know, there's various other things. What we do, Tom, is we add some vanilla to it.
Mm-hmm.
We add, with the coffee, add a little vanilla extract and give the vanilla flavor, and it just, smooth, nice, and everything. The point is, you have coffee that's blended basically with hemp, right?
Yes, exactly.
With hemp powder or seeds or whatever the process is.
That's correct.
Use. And so
literally, I'm pretty sure for a fact that they're roasted and toasted together.
Ah.
So it adds to the flavor of the seed, and the seed adds to the flavor of the bean.
Right.
And then mixed with, mixed with it and toasted together, it just makes it a wonderful blend.
Yeah. No, it's a good deal. Well, listen, Tom, you know, the reason also that Mike wanted to have you on, and I'm so happy to be here to talk with you too, is, and I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, the hypocrisy of the American government being so prejudicial and persecutorial against hemp.
Mm-hmm.
When this is really, in many, many ways, a miracle plant. It services so many areas of our lives.
Oh, my goodness. You better believe it does.
That to be repressed as it is... I think it's criminal on their part, especially when you do the study, and I suggest that people go to my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. I have an article there, a link to a story called "This Is Your Republican Party. This Is Your Republican Party on Drugs," dealing with all the planes that are being seized that have been caught transporting illegal drugs. So anyway, we'll cover a lot more, folks, when we get back from the break in 3 minutes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. Tim Wingate sitting in here for Michael Herzog, who's on the road to recovery on the American Awakening here, and talking with our guest, Thomas James of HempUSA.org. So, Tom, tell us.
My friend.
Tell us, what is the legality of growing and owning hemp in this country? How is it that you're able to
import it but not grow it? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I guess. I mean, you tell me. What's
Yeah, it's allowed to be imported. It's not allowed to be grown here. Because if it would be grown here, they would have to have production facilities, and it would totally, enormously impact all the key industries in this country. Okay? The petrochemical industry, the building industry, the paper industry, the pharmaceutical industry, many others it would affect it, because everything could be done at a quarter of the price. Everything would last longer. It would give jobs to communities all the way down to local townships. People would be employed. They wouldn't be out of work. So they made sure in the 30s that they stopped the production facilities. And then they linked it with the marijuana plant. I want the people to know that hemp is not marijuana. The hemp food we sell is grown for its seed, and there is absolutely no THC, which is tetrahydrocannabinol, found in this product at all. Not one iota is
in
this
plant. You know, Tom, I remember a few years ago, wasn't that long, that the health food stores. I remember my wife and I, we went in and we were able to pick up hemp products at a big discount because supposedly they'd been told by the DEA that they had, or the FDA or somebody, that they, one of the alphabet agencies, that they had to stop selling hemp products.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what that was all about?
Well, I know one thing. In 1994, they got the right to grow it, and later on it was allowed to be shipped from Canada to America. But they still won't let us grow it here. I believe one of the main reasons is, of course, the industries I told you about, but the main one, I believe, is the pharmaceutical industry, because they're trying to grow a pharmaceutical industry. So how can they grow it with a wonderful food like this? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the impact on all of these industries, they knew it back in the 30s. They understood it. So they tied it in with the marijuana plant because it's a different variety of the same species. So when they tied it in together, people thought it. Even today, you could talk to somebody and they'll say, oh, hemp is marijuana. But it's an absolute untruth. Hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. And I think the audience should know that. It's just not so. So the thing is, you have to know, hemp has been used since time began for food, shelter, and clothing. And it's been a wonderful sustainer of life. God put it on this earth for all people to enjoy. Why is the United States the only industrialized nation that can't grow it? That's the question everybody wants to know. So I'm hoping that we could bring hemp back to America. That was my next song that I've actually almost finished. And we need to get it back here to let our people grow strong. Because that's what it does. It makes you strong. It makes you healthy. It makes you vibrant. It makes you think. It just puts you on another level of understanding. And you'll notice that after a week of taking this, Tim, you'll see a difference, too, in your sense of well-being.
I would have to agree. We've been experimenting with different uses, not only for the seeds as a food additive, but also the powder.
Yes.
Using the powder in, different things. We like, I like to make I guess you call it a smoothie.
Yep.
And I use the powder in a smoothie. You know, you take a banana, you take some orange juice or any kind of juice you like. I take some of the hemp powder, some other nutrient thingamajigs, you know, whatever I feel like throwing into the smoothie, and just whip that all up and down it, and it's excellent. I like to throw in fresh fruit, you know, like besides the banana, you know, like maybe some strawberries or raspberries or
sure. Everybody has different taste buds.
Right,
that's why
right.
You can mix it with anything you want. People, as my remember, I
hold on, you broke up. We got people calling you.
Yeah, they're calling. I tell them not to. A lot of people are using water, mixing the hemp with it, and they're very happy with it, you know?
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people, a lot of vegans, just mix things with water. So people are very happy with the taste. Just by itself, it tastes good. But I like to add all kinds of things like you, myself. As long as you get it into your system, folks, it doesn't matter how you take it or what you take it with. It will help you. And literally, I'm so excited about this. If there's any parents out there with autistic children, they'll know that digestion is a problem. Either they have diarrhea or they're incredibly constipated. And it will totally normalize the digestive system. It's the easiest food in the world to digest, and it will put raw enzymes in that stomach where they're needed. And it will start to digest the food unlike it's never digested it. So it's just going to be amazing.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
No, it's just a very helpful food for getting you back to a balance in your health walk, you know?
Right. On a personal level, that's great. But I was looking that, you know, it has so many, the hemp plant has so many uses. It could be used for paper, textiles. Yeah. There's a molded plastic that can be made out of hemp.
Yeah, 30% of all the Chrysler and Mercedes are made, their interior of the cars are molded plastic made out of hemp.
Really? Is that because they're out of the country, or they're using it from inside the country?
They're using it from outside of the country.
Ah, gotcha. All right.
It's not grown here.
Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening with Tom James and talking about...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, welcome back, America, to the American Awakening. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog, who will be back on Monday. A great show that you do not want to miss. The Flynns will be on with Michael, and I think that'll be very interesting. I've got my friend here, Thomas James of hempusa.org, and we're talking about the hemp plant and all the different uses that it can be done. As I was mentioning before we went to the break, I brought up that it's something new for me, that it can be used in a plastic, and you said that Chrysler and who else?
Chrysler, Mercedes-Benz, and a lot of other companies, 30% of all the interiors of their cars are made out of hemp.
Now, is this the plastic or the fiber for the seat?
The molded plastic parts.
Uh-huh. Molded plastic parts. That's opposed to using PVC then,
right? That's correct. You're getting back to a carbohydrate, you know?
As opposed to polyvinyl chloride, right?
And you're getting into a carbohydrate natural plant product. It's wonderful.
Now, most people don't realize this. Now, I saw a program, and I apologize. I don't remember the name of the movie. It was an independently made movie. I think I saw it on Sundance. It was about a girl who found out that her mom or somebody had an allergy to PVC, and she found that the siding on the house was PVC, and then she started to do a little research, and she found that all these these the vinyl siding when people tear them off, and it doesn't dispose of properly, or if they do dispose, burn it or incinerate it, it turns into to terrible toxins.
Henry Ford made a car in 1940 out of hemp. Do you remember that? There's a little video on Google. Henry Ford shows his partner hitting it with a hammer and it bouncing off.
Wow.
So back in the 40s, they stopped that. And it ran on hemp fuel. It was a biofuel. But listen to this. You want to hear a piece of trivia, Tim?
Sure.
The Chinese warriors and the archers back in the first century used bamboo fibers until they found and discovered hemp. And when they started using hemp, they realized that when they would pull back on the bow, the arrows would go so much further with more impact. And they kept that a secret from all their enemies for years, and they kept winning battles and winning wars. And they set a certain area aside, large portions of land exclusively for the growing of hemp. So in the Chinese culture, it was the first agricultural war crop.
Wow.
And it brings me back to what Bill Clinton has in the executive order up to date. He has an executive order number 12919. Industrial hemp is essential for national security. If it's essential, why can't we grow it?
Yeah, a little contradiction there, isn't it?
Essential. Why can't we grow the stuff?
Well, I think I know why, and that is because you have so many of our so-called leaders who are just out-and-out hypocrites. They've got their fingers in the illegal drug trade, and if they know good and well, if people, well, not only that, but they got their fingers in with the lobbyists of these big industrial companies who would have some fierce competition if you didn't have to buy PVC or nylon or polyester or even cotton if you didn't want to, although I don't have any problem with cotton, any of these made up chemicals and types of products. Look at the petroleum industry for one thing. Oh my God! I was told. Maybe you can correct this, Tom. I don't know, but I was told that hemp oil has a higher viscosity than petroleum.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay,
but I would probably guess that would be true because, first of all, it's natural and it's in the normal cycle of things. We're taking fossil fuel out of the ground and putting it into the ecosystem. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. When we have a renewable crop, it grows, takes 90 to 110 days to grow a hemp crop, Tim. Do you understand?
It's a renewable source. It's fast
growing. They never have to cut another tree down. If they let it grow wild on the roads in California like they used to, it would literally stop the erosion problem. Because these rooting systems grow very deep. They grow up to 12 inches.
Now,
where a regular farm plant will grow up to 1 inch.
Yeah. Now, the question I have, I know that the plant, the whole of the plant can be used, the whole of the plant, period.
Absolutely.
Everything. Now, what about the roots? I haven't heard anything about the roots.
Well, I've heard overseas they're making some essential oils from the roots, but it's not in America yet. I'm doing some getting some information on that next month, actually.
Well, here,
so they are using it all the way down to the roots, right to the end and tips of the leaves.
Everything, and there's no in most industrial hemp. There is virtually no tick, THC.
I would say there's a very small amount in industrial hemp, but in our particular type of hemp that's grown in Canada, there is 000 THC.
Right.
It's grown only for its seeds. The seeds are used. Everything else is cultivated back into the soil for a very good quality, high-grade soil for the following season.
Right, and we understand that because maybe this had to do with why health food stores were being pressured to dump their hemp byproducts is because some of these byproducts did have a certain amount of tick in them, and driving the DEA crazy with their zero tolerance mentality.
And I get a lot of emails, will I pass a drug test? And, of course, I have to answer them back, of course, because it couldn't come over the border if it had THC in it. They're so strict, you know?
Right, right.
There is no THC in our product, folks. It's 100% free of tetrahydrocannabinol. You don't have to worry about that. The only thing you have to worry about, there are side effects when you take the hemp products.
Yeah, you feel better.
You get healthy, and that's the side effect, and that's a side effect I always want.
Tom, you want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. Go to Mike from Kentucky. Hi, Mike. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I don't think Kentucky's economy has ever recovered from the illegalization of industrial hemp, which up until through World War II, I think about 1947 was the last crop maybe that was grown. And that was by some special permit. And I think at one point, I don't know if you, I've tried to listen for the last 40 minutes. I don't know if you've covered this. It was actually illegal at one time in this country for farmers not to dedicate some of their acreage to hemp. Now, all that said, I'm on your side, but law enforcement is not, because cannabis sativa L, they claim, cannot be distinguished. And that's because what a lot of people don't realize is there is a male and a female plant.
Yeah.
And when you isolate any cannabis sativa L plant, the THC levels will come up in that plant if it's not allowed to be pollinated. And so their argument is that any cannabis sativa L that you grow has potential to become a drug crop. Now, I know that, you know, if you go to Amsterdam, I guess they sell a blue million different varieties. And
well, I'll tell you something. I'll answer that question real quick. Our plants grow about 2 to 4 feet tall, sometimes 5, 6, but most of them are about 2 to 4 feet tall. It's really easy to distinguish this food plant, so I have to dispel what you're saying.
Is it genetically modified somehow?
No, genetically modified. There are many, many varieties. There's
okay.
like 350 maybe varieties of cannabis sativa. So particular variety has 0, 0, 0 THC.
And you're not washing it like some products, trying to wash the THC out of it?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nope, this product is incredible. It'll change your life, Mike.
Well, I use hemp oil. The American diet is the second lowest in the world of omega-3 essential fatty acids. And
I absolutely agree with you. If people get essential fatty acids into their bodies, not only will their arteries be supple and stretchable, they'll be clean, their brain will be working, it'll just load them up with wonderful feelings of just a sense of well-being. And I bet you most of America does not have that sense of well-being. You know,
I've read that it's documented very thoroughly that our brains have been shrinking in the last 60 to 70 years, and that goes back directly to when they gave away Crisco for free during the Depression to try to get people to start using it.
Yeah, I believe that.
But
what about margarine, Mike?
Yeah, margarine's any of those hydrogenated oils
did you know if you put margarine outside, animals won't go near it, bees won't touch
it's
it,
like
it could be out there 100 years.
Well, the omega-6 fatty acids are in all of those cheap oils, corn, cottonseed, soybean, that's all omega-6, and that leads to inflammation.
Right, and that's why the balance is so important from 3 to 6.
And 9,
yeah, but the 3 to 6 is the big one. The big balance, you know.
Well, and you got to have a lot. I've heard that Americans need something on the order of 1,000 milligrams a day to balance out their diet, maybe more, depending on how much omega-6 you're getting from all these different sources. We're even feeding cattle grains, wheat, and corn, and that causes the beef to have too much omega-6 in it and leads to inflammation there, too. So it's coming at you from all directions.
Mm-hmm.
You've really got to get away from the omega-6 as much as possible and get more omega-3. And you're not.
There's nothing better than hemp oil. Period.
Right.
When it comes
I use it. I use
essential
a couple
fatty
different
acids,
brands.
Even as I said last time I was on a show, that Udo Erasmus wrote a book, Oils That Kill. He sells flaxseed oil, but he touts hemp seed oil as being the number one oil on the globe.
Well, there's some studies that show that flaxseed oil may affect testosterone levels and may have a little bit of estrogen mimicking quality to it. So,
plus, it doesn't even taste that good if you really think about it. You compare it to a
hemp oil,
that nutty, wonderful taste.
Oh, okay. Hold on, guys. Wait. You said the magic word, testosterone levels. Okay. What are we talking about here? You're saying that flax seeds has some estrogen qualities? Is that why I'm getting at my age man boobs, because I'm eating flax seed?
No, the soybean probably in your diet, you need to eliminate all phytoestrogens, and unfermented soy is a phytoestrogen. All these plasticizers you were just talking about, estrogen mimicking, endocrine disrupting. You got to get away from all of that.
Okay.
You know
so that you're saying that soybeans, flax seed, all these oils are inhibiting the testosterone absorption,
or they cause the endocrine system to become disrupted to where your estrogen in the levels of estrogen or estrogen-like compounds are way out of balance.
Now, okay, I got you. Because most people don't realize that the human body produces both of these hormones. It's just that in the male it's more testosterone, the female it's more estrogen.
And the fatter you are, the more estrogen your body has, because fat cells tend to produce estrogen. And because of this inflammatory diet that we have, you're going to produce more fat cells to try to deal with the chemicals that your body can't process.
So it ends up being a vicious circle, doesn't it?
It's a snowball effect, literally and figuratively.
Okay.
So you got all these obese
people. If you want to get rid of your man boobs, Tim, listen. You need to eat a lot more seeds.
Well, okay. You know. I'll take your advice. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Bye.
We got Steve from Ohio, and hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Don't mind me. I'm gonna start crunching on some seeds here.
I have a question for Mike here. I have a friend, and I was just talking to him the other day.
Well, Mike is gone. We have Thomas on from USA.
I'm sorry, Tom. Okay. I got mixed up.
Thanks a lot.
Listening to the radio there.
Hear me crunching?
I have a friend that has a lot of medical problems, and boy, the doctor's got him on all kinds of pills. Well, he came down with this real chronic constipation, and so the doctor gave him this powder. He goes to the drugstore, buys this powder, $230 for a month's worth of this powder stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he got it home, and I was helping him. I looked up some of the ingredients of this powder, and there's two main chemicals in this powder. One of them is a plastic, and right on the WebMD it says that they use it for automobile parts and sometimes medicine.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
But then the other ingredient was something to help mix this plastic with the water. And it was a same chemical that they use in automobile antifreeze. And so that's the two main ingredients in this powder that he's going to pay $230 a month for.
It's kind of crazy when you can get the natural raw thing right from the earth, ground up, shipped to your door, right from the farm in Canada.
Well,
it's not a lot of money, I'll tell you that.
Okay, my question.
And you can't get a better product. And it absolutely is the highest enzyme protein powder on the market for digesting your food.
Okay, let's get Steve's question. Go ahead, Steve.
Real quick, my question to you is, I know you don't claim to be a doctor, but what I want to do is I want to get my friend to try some of these seeds, you know, but I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to tell him something that's going to hurt him. Now, will it be totally safe for him to take something like that?
Well, it's an edible seed.
I'll tell you, the only thing that would make it harmful is that if he has, for some reason, an allergy to hemp.
Okay, no.
But there are no known allergies to hemp.
My point, but that's okay.
In any medical journal, there's no known allergies to hemp.
See, I'd like to tell him to talk to his doctor first, but you know, it's hard to trust the doctor. You know what?
They're all AMAs, man.
I know.
Have him call me, Mike.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and tell him. I'm going to tell him to try this stuff out. Maybe he'll save himself $230 and solve his problem.
Yeah, and not have to take antifreeze and plastic to get his bowels to move.
That's the truth. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, Tom,
we got Dave from New York.
Okay. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, there
Hello.
He is. Hi, Dave.
Yep. Question, what was the website again?
Oh, it's hempusa.org.
.org. Okay.
Yes, .org.
Well, I was just checking up to see what more y'all had to say about it, and Boy, I'm telling you, your conversation there is telling it all.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'll tell you, the website's really good. It's very informative, too.
Yeah.
And you can... Go ahead, Tom.
Does he have a question?
No, I just wanted to ask about the website because I Googled in the wrong one. I did a .com and didn't come up with it.
Oh, yeah, that's all you have to do is .org.
Yeah.
And that'll work. A lot of info on there, okay?
Thank you very much anyway.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it. You know, Tom, there are quite a number of hemp informational sites. Mm-hmm. On the web, and I googled up one, and there's one I thought that was pretty interesting. There's 101 uses for hemp.
No, there's 75,000 uses for hemp.
Oh, I'm sure if you broke it all down, they went to at least 101 uses.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that was just absolutely fantastic.
You know, it's really amazing.
Tom, we got a break coming up.
Okay,
so, folks, we will be back. In 3 minutes, stick with us. We're going to talk more hemp. Hemp talk.
More hemp.
Here on the American Awakening. We'll
be back. You eat the seeds.
Yeah.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, we're back. And as we were saying, this is Hemp Talk today on the American Awakening. Well, Tom, you still with me?
I certainly am, bro.
Okay. I wanted to just mention to people what can be done. I'll just run through the list, the big, not the detailed list. We'll say the category list.
paper products, textiles, molded plastic, body care products, construction, livestock feed, livestock bedding, nutritional supplements, essential oils, medicines, and food. Mm-hmm. And you can break those down, and you said that out of all those categories that I mentioned, there's you said 75,000 individual products that can be made from the hemp plant?
Oh, yeah. It's astronomical. Every day they're finding new uses for it. I mean, it literally is quite an amazing product. I mean, it's just the more you look at it, the more you say, wow, God really blessed this world with this plant, you know? When he makes something, he makes it better than anybody could make it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. And, in fact, I appreciate on your website you have that quote from Ezekiel 34:29. It says, I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore.
Amen. And you know what? A handful of seeds will give the human body all the nutrition it needs for a 24-hour period.
You know, I can testify to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, yes, brother! Let me testify. The fact of the matter is, when I was talking with Michael earlier, a few days ago or so, and was told him about that we've gotten your product and we started using it. I think we got about a week ago. Started using it on a daily basis. He says, well, do you feel anything? And I told him, he says, you know, my wife is more in touch with her body than I am. You know, she's more introspective. I'm more of the gregarious outside. You know, I ignore the pain and the junk that goes on inside because I'm busy doing other things. But what I did notice, what I did absolutely notice is that I've got more energy, and secondly, I don't have to sleep as much.
Yeah, well,
I was sleeping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, stress, various other things that are going on, stress of working out and losing weight, you know, you do more exercise and you're trying to improve, you know, all these things can, you know, contribute to more sleep. And once I started taking the seeds, I realized, whoa, I'm back down to about the same sleep I was having before. And don't get me wrong, I'm not rationing my sleep. This is as much I wake up naturally and feel refreshed, and I'm sleeping, mm-hmm. I would guess, at least an hour and a half to 2 hours less.
Oh, my goodness. That's so accurate, and you're absolutely correct. I've also experienced that. I don't talk about it because I'm still checking it out. And it's absolutely true, Tim. You do feel like you slept that extra hour and a half, and you didn't.
No. No, I didn't. I got an extra hour and a half to do something or to just enjoy relaxing or reading. I do a lot of reading.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So, folks, look, take it for what it's worth. This is a great product. This is a great source for this product. 100% no THC, no problem whatsoever. You need to give him a call. HempUSA.org. Look it up on the web. You can find it very quickly. And Thomas will be happy to get a hold of you. Get a hold of him at 908-691-2608. We're going to be back after the break, the top of the hour, and I hope my buddy John's called in. So we'll be back here. Don't go anywhere. More to come. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, God bless you, buddy. Gold.